USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN's top official says the coronavirus pandemic is the biggest challenge the world has faced since World War II. Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying last night the disease is attacking societies at their core while claiming lives and claiming people's livelihoods. The UN releasing a report that says as many as 25 million jobs on the planet could be lost because of the outbreak. The top medical experts on the White House Coronavirus Task Force are saying that here in the United States, the infection could kill 100,000 to as many as 250,000 people, even if people do practice strict social distancing measures. So far, there have been nearly 200,000 confirmed cases of the virus in the United States and over 4,000 deaths. Wyoming's the only state where no one's yet died of the virus, and this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he's going to speak with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today about two Holland America cruise ships that have been hoping to dock in his state. One of the ships has four dead on board and 200 passengers and crew who are suffering from flu-like symptoms. The president says,
we have people that are dying on the ship, or at least very sick, but they're dying on the ship. So I'm gonna do what's right, not only for us, but for humanity.
DeSantis has been against letting those ships unload passengers in the Sunshine State, worried that sick foreign nationals could take up hospital space needed by Florida residents. The ADP private payrolls jobs report for March is out, but it only covers the first 2 weeks of the month before the virus pandemic struck. The U.S. losing 27,000 private sector jobs over that period before the U.S. economy was largely shut down because of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S. prisons will be going into virtual lockdown today to fight coronavirus behind bars. All inmates across the nation will be staying in their cells for 14 days. Officials will then reevaluate and decide whether to extend that time. Joe Biden is holding a lead over President Trump in a new national poll. That survey from Reuters Ipsos showing the former VP with a 6-point lead over the incumbent, 46% to 40%. Biden, seeking the Democratic nomination, has been pulling away from the only other one in the race, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You could say Apple is claiming a popular weather app for itself as the tech giant has acquired Dark Sky, but terms of the deal have not been made public. It does mean the app will no longer be available on Android devices beginning in July. Dark Sky received rave reviews for its up-to-the-minute precipitation forecasts and clean design and user-friendly functions. A man from the United Kingdom is the new champion of aging, you could say, as Guinness World Records has recognized Bob Whiten as the oldest man in the world. He's 112 years old, given the title after the previous record holder died in February. Guinness put together a remote video ceremony due to Wayton's county being on lockdown because of coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.